Well, Kaguya versus Ishiki has become quite the hot topic online, and I gotta say, guys, I'm really enjoying the Boruto manga. It's been tremendous. It's been great. I mean, I haven't felt this excited about anything for a while. You know, just the information that we get and the possibilities that this information has created, you know. But for this specific episode of the anime podcast, I'm gonna be focusing specifically on Ishiki versus Kaguya. Now, I've seen a lot of discussion taking place, and a lot of it is very disrespectful towards Kaguya. I mean, I think people have forgotten exactly how powerful Kaguya is, and I think part of the reason is that Naruto, we haven't seen much of her, and so people kind of disrespect her a lot. Now, people are claiming that she's weaker than Momoshiki. First of all, Kaguya is not weaker than Momoshiki. I just want you guys to remember that Momoshiki was defeated, as in killed, by Naruto and friends, while Kaguya was sealed. In other words, Kaguya is still alive. Kaguya has never faced defeat by the hands of death, not by her sons or anyone else. Keep that in mind and put some respect on Kaguya's name. Now we are going to get into this Kaguya versus Ishiki debate. Now, there's not much to really qualify a Kaguya versus Ishiki to tell who exactly is stronger. All we know is that they travel in pairs. We know that Otsuki travels in pair. Now, there's also been discussion on whether or not if the pairs that are picked is either one of royalty and one of a lower standard. Like in case of Momoshiki and Kenshiki, it seems like Kenshiki was the weaker of the both of the two. Right, I'm not sure if that was the case with Kaguya and between Kaguya and Ishiki. That might have not been the case. It seems like both of them were very prominent and very strong figures. I'm guessing they were the they came first to really see what Earth was about before, and you know, because I guess they thought Earth would have posed a bigger threat. Maybe they sent two very powerful persons. No, right? So let's get into it. Now, in the latest in the chapters that has been released so far, we heard that Kaguya basically almost killed Ishiki by he was caught off guard. That was what it said. So people are saying that we can't use that to say Kaguya is stronger than Ishiki, which is a fair point, right? It said that he was caught off guard. It didn't state if there was a prolonged fight. It just said that he was caught off guard and damaged to the point where he almost lost his life. Now, that statement could be just brushing, basically just glossing over exactly what took place, just stating so he was caught off guard. It could be that he was caught off guard and damaged, and then a fight ensued. We don't know, but let's say, okay, she ambushed him and almost killed him. Okay, so we're not going to use that to say, oh, Kaguya is stronger than Ishiki. What we're going to be talking about now is putting forward points, right? Now, we still haven't seen the extent of Ishiki's powers, right? We know that Jigen almost defeated, basically, Naruto and Sasuke, okay? We know that for a fact, right? And Ishiki was using some of... Jigen was using some of Ishiki's power when he did it, right? He transformed fully into Ishiki while he was doing that, right? But he used up a lot of chakra and all of that. So Jigen body isn't really the ideal host for Ishiki. Okay, so that's a feat. So we can say, we can really make it clear that Ishiki is quite powerful. Currently the most powerful being right now on Earth. You know, Amado made it explicitly clear that, listen, we are in trouble if Ishiki is to achieve full power. Okay, that has been explicitly stated. Now, we know that he is a very powerful being then, right? We know that he is exactly powerful, but again, it's still not enough information to establish if he's stronger than Kaguya. And I see a lot of people disrespecting Kaguya. Get what I'm saying? Talking about, oh, Kaguya is weak and she was building an army to face Momoshiki. And this is where I think people are getting it mixed up. Kaguya was not building an army to face just Momoshiki. Kaguya was basically building an army to go against her entire race. And this is what people don't understand. Kaguya was planning. Kaguya betrayal wasn't just betrayal against Ishiki or sent someone, Kagi was planning to fight against her entire race. That was why he was trying to turn Earth into her own personal domain. Keep that in mind. So she betrayed Ishiki, and I think it's quite clear why she might have betrayed Ishiki. I think she came here, fell in love, had kids, and she basically came to Earth to destroy Earth, suck Earth off its chakra, destroy it and all living things, and escape back, you know, to her planet. And that plan fell through because, again, she fell in love and had kids. So I guess she loved her kids, loved the guy that she fell in love with until she was betrayed, right? So I'm thinking that's why she betrayed Ishiki. Unless it's true to us that she betrayed Ishiki before that point, that's what I am assuming, right? So I'm going to work with that assumption. And I'm guessing that she was preparing to fight against the entire Otsukis. That's what I think I was thinking. And I'm guessing that after Hamaru, because Hamaru and Hamagoro, you know, put up a fight against her. And don't get it twisted, Hamaru and Hagamaru were Otsukis. Their dominant features and DNA were Otsukis, right? So they got the dominant features from Kaguya. They put up a fight and they basically sealed Kaguya in the moon. Because again, they couldn't kill her unless they knew about Karma and didn't want to kill her, and thinking that killing her would have been pointless, right? But I'm guessing it's because they couldn't actually pull off killing her. They couldn't fight a prolonged fight where they could actually wear out Kaguya to the point where they could kill her. That's what I think. And that's what I believe. Okay? So the sealer. I think there in one of the movies it said that Hamaru faction that went to the moon basically to supervise Kaguya came into fight, actually went up against the Otsukis, the original Otsukis, and actually fight and probably fight them off. So that's what I'm guessing. So it shows that Hamagaruma and Kaguya's sons were extremely powerful, and I think they were way more powerful than Momoshiki. But then again, these are just my points. I can't really use anything to qualify it because there's not much information, but I think I'm just saying, assuming based on the little information that's there. So for all the people out there disrespecting Kaguya, I personally believe that Kaguya would win a fight against Ishiki. Keep in mind though, the fight between Naruto, Sasuke versus Kaguya, they really didn't do much to her. They didn't land much hits, they didn't damage her, they didn't really do much to her. And we're talking about Kaguya versus Naruto versus Sasuke, Obito. Even Kakashi came, got the full EMS and everything, went full Susanoo, Sakura. All of these people were fighting against Kaguya and they didn't really do much damage. Kaguya had the much power and enough to shift and change dimension. And keep in mind, she was just unsealed, didn't really reach, she didn't activate her full strength or anything like that. She was just unsealed, but she was still trying to absorb much chakra, and basically, you know, that was stated explicitly. So I don't understand how people have reached the conclusion that Kaguya was some weakling. And keep in mind that Kaguya might still come in play at some point in time. You know, that's something that might be happening, because again, she's not dead, she's sealed. I think she's still sealed in the moon. That was another reason why the seal of the six part came out, you know, and blessed Sasuke and Naruto with power in order to seal Kaguya. And that's another thing. I think people don't realize that the seal of the six part power that Naruto and Sasuke was blessed with was just for a specific time. I think that was reverted. They are still strong, still powerful, but I don't think they still have those power, right? And so Momoshiki basically fought a weakened Sasuke. I don't think Sasuke and Naruto are as strong as when they were fighting against Kaguya. So Momoshiki faced a weakened Sasuke and Naruto and still lost his life. He was not sealed. While Naruto and Sasuke couldn't defeat Kaguya, they had to seal her. They had to trick her and put their hands on her. They didn't do enough damage to kill her or defeat her. So that is what I just want people to keep in mind. Say, don't disrespect Kaguya. Alright, don't be disrespecting my queen like that, man. It's not right. Kaguya was beautiful, man. I don't think people realize how beautiful Kaguya was as well. I'm basically a simp. But yeah, don't put some respect on Kaguya's name, man. Put some respect on Kaguya's name. I personally believe that Kaguya is stronger than Ishiki. right? But then again, there's not enough information to qualify anyone. Like, it's at this point, it's just guess game. Because there's not enough feat being done. Ishiki has not done anything in terms of feat that I think has surpassed Kaguya. Right? Probably after he's able to absorb the 10th tail or anything. And that's our next mystery. How did he get the 10th tail? Is the 10th tail that he has a fraction? Or did he go outside? Did he escape Earth and went and get a 10th tail or something? Was he the one that beaconed Momoshiki to Earth? You know, I'm going to have to really go back through all of this. But there's a lot to be discussed, a lot to unpack. But I don't see how anyone can come to the conclusion that Ishiki is stronger than Kaguya. No, I don't think there's enough information to qualify that statement as a fact. There's not enough information to qualify. I think there's more information out there to suggest that Kaguya might be stronger than Ishiki. As a matter of fact, I think there's enough more information out there to say that Kaguya might be stronger and smarter. Kaguya might be one of the most powerful Otsukis out there. And she look like she's royalty, and look how beautiful her is. Look at her features and all more. You mean those features are, you know? But again, at this point, it's mostly suggestion and guess game. But listen, no one is going to disrespect Kaguya, okay? I'm not going to sit around and allow you guys to belittle Kaguya. Kaguya is a strong, beautiful, independent woman. Kaguya is powerful. And I people always talking about she was preparing an army to face Momoshiki. I don't know why they came. That was not explicitly stated. It stated that she was preparing an army to fight against, basically, the fact that she betrayed her people. I think she was preparing an army to fight against the entire Otsukis. It's not just Momoshiki. Not just Ken Momoshiki and Kenshiki or Ishiki. It was about everyone possibly coming here to come for her. I think she was preparing to fight a long battle against her kind. I think she realized that probably they're going to send 2-2 every time, 2-2, and she was going to defeat them every time they come. I think that's what it was all about. So, yeah, that's it for this episode of the Anime Podcast. I know some of you guys might disagree. If you do, just let me know. If you're listening to me on CastBox, you can comment there. If you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, I'm not sure if you can comment on Apple Podcasts. But if you can comment, you know, you guys can hit me up on Facebook, The Anime Podcast, YouTube, The Anime Podcast, leave your comments and do all those good stuff. And this is all I'm going to be saying for this episode. So until next time, have a blessed day, have a blessed night, wherever you are. I wish you peace. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask. Corona is still up and about. And have a blessed life. Okay, goodbye.